بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الله اصطفى من الناس الأنبياء ومن الأنبياء الرسل ومن الرسل أنا صلوات First of all, I would like to congratulate all of you, all the respectable brothers and sisters, especially our honorable guest, Samat Sheikh Abdullah, the Imam of the Bastion community, and all Brother Al-Salan and all the rest of the brothers who blessed our gathering. It's certainly an honor to have all of you here amongst us. May Allah provide His barakat and blessings on this great occasion, the occasion of the birth of our beloved Prophet for the entire Islamic Ummah. We are honored to be part of the nation of the greatest messenger, the greatest Prophet and the greatest human that Allah ever created. We respect all the Prophets of God and we believe and hold high respect for all of them, but as a matter of fact, our Holy Prophet has been given fadilat and superiority over all the Prophets of God without exception. So he is the most superior person among all. In the hadith of the Prophet which I recited in the beginning, he says, certainly Allah chose from the people the Prophets, and from the Prophets the Messengers, and from the Messengers me. So Prophet has been chosen from all the Messengers and Prophets and humans. So obviously he is the most superior. Just like in the incident in the history, we find when some of the Mushrikeen came to the Holy Prophet and they asked that you say that you are the most superior of all, but we find that Allah calls Prophet Ibrahim to be Khalil and his friend, and Allah has mentioned his friend in the Holy Quran, whereas you claim to be Habib and beloved and superior, but you are not mentioned in the Quran. So Prophet Ibrahim was Khalil, and Prophet replied back, well, Habib is superior, I am Habib and Safi, means the beloved and chosen one, and Habib and Safi is superior than Khalil. And then they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you said you are superior than Prophet Musa. And Allah talked to Prophet Musa, kallama Allah Musa taklima. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention that He's talking to you in the Holy Quran. And Prophet replied back that Allah talked to Musa min wara'il hijab. That means from behind the curtain. Whereas I talk to Allah above the seven heavens. That means without any hijab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find there is no comparison with our Prophet, with any of the previous Prophets and Messengers. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, if you turn to the Holy Quran, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. That means, protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. Whereas our Holy Prophet does not need to pray this kind of dua that Prophet Ibrahim did, because Allah has Himself mentioned in the Holy Quran, in, you know, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So Allah Himself is saying that He is providing His protection. So there is no need for the Prophet to ask that dua. We find Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waj'alni min warasati jannatin na'im. That means, make me among the inheritors of the paradise. Again, our Holy Prophet doesn't stand in need of do this kind of dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Jannah, didn't the Prophet himself say, Al Jannatu wa Naru li, that means paradise and hell belong to me. He is the owner of paradise and hell. He does not stand in need to ask this kind of dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His children are the leaders of the youth. Didn't the Prophet say in the famous hadith narrated from all the sources, you know, the Shia and the Sunni sources, the Al Hasan wal Husayn Sayyida Shabab Ahl al Jannah? Isn't it right? Hasan and Husayn are the two leaders of the youth of Prophet and youth of paradise. Prophet doesn't need to ask that dua from Allah to send him to the paradise. Prophet is the one who owns the paradise. So we find that only one sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim has to be followed by the Muslim community. And that sunnah is mentioned in the Quran itself, where Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. That means choose from the maqam and place of Ibrahim, we choose our place of prayers from that. So we, when we go to our Hajj, after doing the tawaf, we do the prayers at the maqam of Ibrahim, two rakats of prayers there. That's the only one single sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim that we Muslim community are supposed to follow in our lifetimes. Whereas when it comes to our Holy Prophet, it's not about one thing that we need to follow, because Quran has said, the ayat of Quran, which I recited in the beginning of my speech, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that we learn in the light of the verse that every aspect of the Prophet personality and every beautiful attribute of his character has to be followed by the entire Muslim and entire humankind. So we are blessed to have such a messenger. We are blessed to be the part of the ummah and nation of such a messenger. But brothers and sisters, being the part of a nation and ummah of a messenger has its own responsibilities on our shoulders. There's a lot of riding on our shoulders. We need to play the desired role. We need to see when we are celebrating the unity week. I remember Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu was the first person who started the conversation in our contemporary times that we must have unity among the ranks and all the sects of Islam. You know, whatever differences are there, but the differences doesn't give any license to any Muslim, any sect of Islam, to do things which are disrespectful towards any other sect. We need to behave towards each other respectfully in a mu'addab and respectful way. We need to hold the sacred and high personalities of every sect in a respectful way. Nobody is allowed in Islam to talk about anybody in a disrespectful way. Then the Prophet himself has said, "Akrimu kirama kulli qawmin," respect the respectable ones of every nation. This is the policy of Rasulullah. This is the policy of Ahlul Bayt. This is the policy of Islam. We need to respect each other. When unity starts, when you are holding respect with each other, that's where the unity would start. If you start disrespecting each other, nobody would bother to get along with each other. Isn't it right? That's not how the Prophet was. Prophet was holding respect for the people. We hold respect for our Jewish neighbors. We hold respect for our Christian neighbors. Isn't it right? We hold respect for our Hindu neighbors. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Then the Prophet say that, whoever believes in Allah and the final day must respect his neighbor. So we respect our neighbors who are non-Muslims. Our message in Islam is the message of love and peace and justice and dignity. That means we hold respect for the people. You cannot convince other people by disrespecting. This is not the policy of the Prophet. Prophet convinced the people with his morals, not by disrespecting the people. So when we... our late Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah alayhi was the first mujtahid and the scholar in our contemporary times who gave this hukum. This is not a fatwa. This was a hukum. Anybody who is visiting the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca or Masjid al-Nabi in Medina, it is compulsory that you pray there with the Jama'at. No one has an excuse to say, well, I will step out of the Masjid. I am not going to pray in Jama'at. So this is how our leaders have been striving hard to bring about unity, because there are much more important goals and ahdaf and goals of Islam that Islam and the Holy Prophet want us to follow and achieve by having a wider and a panoramic vision. So we need to get out of the limited sights and limited visions which is backfiring the Muslim community. Because we have a broader goals, we have a common enemy, enemies of Islam and Quran, enemies of the Prophet, which are common. If there are two brothers sitting in a house and they are having fight with each other, let me ask a question from you. If there are two brothers, real brothers, having fight in their house, and there are thieves outside ready to attack the house, is it wise and advisable for the brothers to fight with each other and allow the thieves to attack and just root out and basically destroy both of those brothers? Is that wisdom? Is that basic common sense? That's not a rocket science. What Islam has been asking us, whatever differences we have, we can always talk about our differences in a healthy, in a nice, in a scholarly, in an academic, in a respectful manner. Whenever there is a time and whenever there is a, you know, situation where we can sit and discuss. But in situations where we are facing problems, where we are facing challenges from the kufr and zulm against the entire Islamic Ummah, who are opposing the entire Islam, not just one sect. Look at the situation that we are facing in Islam. What happened in Afghanistan? What has happened in Iraq? It's not a matter of Shia and Sunni. It's a matter of Islam. We need to have this basic vision corrected, that we as Muslims must stand collectively for our broader goals against our common opponents. Unless and until we have this vision so we can stand for our common goals against the common foes, we can never live a respectable life. We are here to live respectfully in a dignified manner. So there is a respect for every Muslim in the society. Just like we Muslims respect every other human being. We deserve to get respect reciprocally. And you can only earn respect when you are united, when you are united under one banner, under one leadership, and you stand for the common goals. This is what we are supposed to do. So if we have this unity and this vision established in our community, you will never find you'll never find any Muslim with who can be humiliated in the society. No one can run away by this behavior. So we find it's our responsibility, when we believe in the Holy Prophet who has a universal message, we will believe in the Holy Quran with a universal book, when we believe in Islam, which is a universal and final religion, then we have a responsibility on our shoulders to must that we must work hard together, united for the common goals under common leadership, for the against the common foes, so that we can live. We are not here to harm anybody. We want to live in a dignified way, so that we Muslim as one community can live a life of izzat and sharaf and karamat and nobility. That's how we can show our face to Rasulullah. Prophet has a lot of dignity, isn't it right? When he was taken on Mi'raj and he found one of the angels was lying down with his wings burnt, and he was told that this angel was sent by Allah to send azab to a nation, and he delayed for a while. Angels are infallibles and ma'soom, they never sin. So he didn't sin, he just delayed. He didn't disobey. He was just delaying in executing the command of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the itab. There's a difference between azab and itab. Allah did the itab on that angel and his wings got burnt. Prophet is rahmatan lil alameen. He cannot tolerate. He's even the rahmat for the angels. So Prophet asked, and he was told that the istighfar, the way of tawbah for this angel is to send salawat 10 times on you. So tonight, before I end my speech, I would like to request all of us, let us say 10 salawat on the Holy Prophet together to show our unity, and also to get our sins forgiven and to attract the rahmat of the Holy Prophet, which is actually the rahmat of Allah. Let us all together read 10 times salawat on the Holy Prophet together in a unified way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. 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 Let's read the dua al-wahdat all together. Please hold the hands of each other. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Ilahan wahida wa nahnu lahu muslimun. La ilaha illallah wa la na'budu illa iyyah mukhlasina lahuddin walau karihal mushrikun. La ilaha illallah rabbuna wa rabbu abaina al-awwalin. La ilaha illallah wahdahu wahdahu wahdah anjaza wahdah ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده فله الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Thank you very much. I again